The AO Show with Johnny and Eddie.
Your weekly K-pop fix.
Johnny and Eddie, the AO Show, powered by Asian Pop Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the special EXO comeback edition of the AO Show. We have a special friend with us in the studio. My name is Johnny.
This is Eddie.
And we are
AO.
So who is this special guy,
Yeah, do you want to introduce yourself? Will you introduce yourself for us?
Will he?
All right. Hey, guys. My name is Will. I'm part of AO crew. It's a pleasure to be here, obviously.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you guys in a long time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's good to have you on the
show.
Yeah. So we will be dedicating the entire episode to the boys of EXO, who recently had their comeback with their new amazing album, Exodus.
Hey.
So for those who are joining us for the first time today, this is the AO Show, a weekly K-pop radio show every Saturday at 5 p.m. Korean Standard Time. So we're going to be playing the best new sounds from EXO and even some of your all-time favorite EXO songs.
Oh, yeah.
Updating you with the latest comebacks, Korean Idol news. Actually, it's going to be about EXO today. And special guests,
of course,
which is Will right here. And we're going to be playing some awesome little mini games. So stay
mini
tuned
games?
For that. It's going to be awesome.
What kind of games?
We'll see.
The ones you like.
The ones you like.
Now, I am super excited for this show. I have waited so long for EXO's comeback, and it is finally here.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Are you excited?
Honestly, I'm so excited. I haven't actually heard much about it, but like, just by the...
It's just too much excitement.
But honestly, just by like the reception I got from other people, like, it's really astounding. Like, from the night before being nothing at all.
And then just bang.
And then just bang, yeah.
Everywhere, yeah. That's the power of EXO. So on today's show, like I said, it is our EXO comeback special. We do have some life-changing songs. I'm telling you, life-changing songs from EXO from their new album coming your way. So yeah, I really can't wait to get today's show started. Eddie.
So for our EXO comeback special, we will of course be tweaking all of our normal weekly segments on the show.
The
returning
tweaks.
This week is Oppa of the Week.
Oppa of the Week.
Yeah.
Oppa of the Week. Yeah.
But wait, older
Oppa,
than that.
We love
man.
Our Oppas,
like,
yeah.
This week will be a bit easier.
I'm sorry.
I don't think we need a special guest. So we're going to change the title of this show. It's going to be AO Normal Show.
Sorry, guys. I'm just here to wreck your show.
So what else is coming up on today's show, Eddie?
In this show, there'll be also the best news that you will hear of all time.
Yeah!
Eddie's news. Which is coming up as well. What else do we do? What else do we got?
Yeah, so of course I'll be answering all your questions on Ask Johnny, which you can submit on Twitter, hashtag the AO Show. Also, comeback chat. Of course, it's going to be about EXO today. Due to popular demand, is back. So all of you guys leaving comments wanting comeback chat to come back. So, yeah, you guys did it. Yeah,
comeback chat is back.
Yeah. So we're going to be giving a detailed review of Exodus and Call Me Baby. So really excited for that one. And we're also going to be playing a mini game with Will. So
yay. But before we get started, though, I just wanted to give all our listeners a reminder that you can listen to the AO Show on both our YouTube page and also our new SoundCloud page.
Hey.
Links will be in the description.
Yes.
So click that.
Yep, cool. So we'll get started.
Will,
do you want to introduce
EXO
the
show.
First EXO song, a brand new EXO song? I really
brand
love
new EXO
one.
Song, yeah.
What
so
are
the song's called Transformer. It's off the new album. Yeah. And now you're listening to Johnny, Eddie, and Will on the AO Show.
Guys.
Subscribe now. YouTube.com/AO Dance Crew.
Hold up. 설명하기 어려워. 그녀 뭐야 대체 뭔데? 저기. 순식간에 돌변하며 감당하기 힘든데. You slow down. Then you speed up, 답은 없지 그저 멍하니 바라봤어 내가 도전할 길을 비춰준 걸 쉽지 않아 너는 메가 걸 Oh baby 짜릿한 만큼 위험해 너는 강렬해 눈부셔 맞서 싸울 생각 없어 Hey pretty lady 생각만 더 깊어지는데 좀 더 강하게 때론 부드럽게 그녀 got me 이 게임의 winner. Cause you're a transformer. You come around, 나 꼼짝 못해. 너무 뽑기 좋거든. 그새 또 변했네. 맘에 정해 시간이 아깝다. You slow down, then you speed up. 답은 없지 그저 멍하니 바라봤어. 내가 도전할 길을 비춰준 걸. 쉽지 않아 너는 메가걸. Oh baby 짜릿한 만큼 위험해. 너는 강렬해 눈부셔. 맞서 싸울 생각 없어. Hey pretty lady, 생각만 더 깊어지는데. 좀 더 강하게 때론 부드럽게. 그녀 앞에 설 때 틱틱 붐붐 바둑 더 상상도 잘 못해 속에. 끝내 지배하는 주인 나의 오너. Cause you are transformer. 자 이제 그녀의 시간 어떤 법이 내린. Girl ya got me 이 게임의 winner. Cause you are transformer. 태우지 말아줘. 이런 시간 필요 없어. 여기서 너와 나 또 뭐가 필요하겠니. 어떤 모습 너라도 두려워져도 너를 가질래. Tell me now what's killing me baby. 틱틱 붐붐 바둑 더 상상도 잘 못해 속에. 끝내 지배하는 주인 나의 owner. Cause you are transformer. 자 이제 그녀의 시간 어떤 그림을 보낸지. Girl ya got me 이 게임의 winner. Cause you're a transformer. 날 보내 날 원해. Then you transform. Not a bikini. Are you gonna transform?
Like us on Facebook, fb.com/AO Dance Crew.
Welcome back to the special EXO comeback edition of the AO show. We are here with Will. You know, I think it's time for Eddie's News, the best news service in the country, in the world, actually.
Exactly. Go international, world-class standard.
Do you want to sing the theme song together? Oh, do you know the theme song?
No. What?
Just jump in.
Yeah, just jump in.
It's going to be something like Eddie's
honestly,
News.
Honestly, am I going to?
Cool.
Oh, man.
Ready?
Okay, Eddie.
One, two, three. Eddie's News.
Yeah. See, not bad. That was good.
And so news number one today. We're still working on the intro. I think we'll be doing that for the next year.
We'll keep practicing.
But we'll get there, guys, promise. First news for today is that EXO has achieved the all-star, all-kill status.
Whoa, congratulations.
Yeah.
It's expected, though.
Yeah, of course. Within just a few hours of its release, EXO's new track, Call Me Baby, achieved the lucrative all-kill status, ranking number one on all major Korean music charts.
Whoa, and with all the teasers
and leaks leading up to it, it's crazy. And his track, EXO's Call Me Baby, was one of the most anticipated tracks released so far this year.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. Well, for me anyway.
Like, yeah.
I was waiting.
Call me daddy. I mean, baby.
I was waiting up
Johnny
all
was
night.
Waiting all night, man.
He was
night.
Like, Chanjol, daddy. No, okay. With all the teasers and leaks leading up to the track, it's been great anticipation. Our fans have been really excited since the group announced their comeback last year. It's been a while. And 4 months later, it has been worth the wait. So in addition to topping the charts, EXO's latest track has also captured the ears and hearts of fans enough to have many fans raving about them online. And for those who haven't heard it...
Pretty much me just tweeting.
It was actually just Johnny.
Just Johnny.
And Will telling me to like stop tweeting about it because he was getting...
Otherwise, internet would have exploded. But here's a mini teaser of the song.
Oh, it's so good, isn't it?
Yeah. Scoop-a-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba.
I want that song. Actually, I already have it. But we will play the full song later. Now, news number two. SM has gone all out and produced 20 versions of the Exodus album.
20 versions.
Yeah.
20 versions.
Yeah. Not one, not two, not three. I'm just going to skip.
You LeBron James-ing it.
20. 20 albums. That's by far probably the highest number of albums, album
and
versions.
How do you get 20
one.
Versions though, really?
Okay, so I'm pretty sure like it was 10 versions of the Korean one and each member like,
oh, okay,
was
that
on
makes
them.
Sense. That,
and
yeah.
then it was 20 of the Chinese one. Yeah,
yeah, okay. yeah that's
and
right.
And guess who pre-ordered all of them?
Someone that's going broke and taking out a personal loan.
It's a collectible.
It is, though.
True.
The thing is, I didn't expect them to do that for all members because you have, obviously, XOM and XOK, which is not that distinct now since there's two members.
Yeah, there's only four on
there. Yeah, I guess maybe they would have done, you know, six Chinese versions and six...
Four Chinese versions.
Four Chinese versions. But I just, that wouldn't be right.
Well, I think, like, for... EXO's albums, it's always done with the whole group, and the mini albums are done with the subgroups. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
So yeah, 20 versions. Why not?
moving on. What's our next news?
The next news is EXO's Dancing Machine Kai has delighted fans when he finally joined Instagram, but just recently, the fun has been short-lived.
Oh damn it!
Kai has deleted his account. Bow, bow. Big
he probably
no-no.
Saw you on Instagram and
that,
it was just
that was
like...
Eddie's not even on Instagram, guys.
I am. It's just I have about 3 followers.
Join
Thanks
the fun.
For everyone
join
that followed me. Saranghae. he'd only posted a few things, including the concert video of himself and a teaser clip for the group's return with their second album, Exodus.
Hey. Yep.
Although now his Instagram account is nowhere to be found. And fans are confused about what's happened. And so he... Oh, wait, before he deleted it, though, it was hilarious.
I heard about this.
Yeah, yeah, so he put a picture of him and about Exodus, and he commented it, like, you know, Exodus, call me baby, see you on the official fan page, or official homepage.
True, true.
And then, get this, he posted later on, where do you delete the account?
Oh, man.
Do I need to just log out?
What a noob.
Hey, he's so cute.
He's dedicating his time to dance, so I don't think he has time.
But he got no time to figure out how to.
Shouldn't you guys be not surprised now because he said he was undeleted, pretty much.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
It was expected.
Yeah,
that was a good point.
So well, he probably made it just to promote Exodus, and now that Exodus has been promoted, and it's really
probably SM like forced him to get one.
Yeah, it's
like
promote now.
He's just like, nope, give up.
I don't know how to open this account. That's hilarious. But at his least, he knows how to delete now. Obviously, he's done it successfully.
Mm.
And so members have been asking, you know, where did Kai go? Where did he? What happened? But rest assured, XOLs, Kai is still here, just without an Instagram account.
Yeah.
And hopefully he'll be back in the future.
Yep. Mm-mm. I'm guessing that everyone was pretty hurt by that news.
Oh no.
What? I don't get it. What?
Sorry, that was a segue.
Explain.
That was a segue to the next song.
Oh, I get it now. I get it.
That was so.
That was a segue.
Sorry, well, this is our normal show, though.
Okay. Well, it's part of the show. Might as well introduce the song for us, anyway.
So, our next song is actually Hurt. By EXO. Take
Enjoy
it away. You are listening to The AO Show plus Will.
Hey.
The AO Show with Johnny and Eddie. You don't take care, Ben. No, I'm here. Party mocking man. You come and know he got a. Hasn't so camp young. Do go get in the young guitar.
Mystery, 안개같이 메모리 내
welcome back to the AO show, guys. Plus Will, that was Hurt by AXO.
Ask Johnny on the AO show.
What is this? What the hell is this?
I'm a crab.
I don't know what that was. So now it is time for the special EXO edition of Ask Johnny, my favorite part of the show, as you guys know.
Of course.
I'll be taking your questions from Twitter. Will, do you have any questions for me today?
Nope. Nah.
He doesn't.
Nothing.
Bro, say for later.
Just a reminder that you guys can follow us on Twitter at @AOCrew_official, or you can simply submit your questions using hashtag the AO show. How easy is that?
That's pretty easy.
Pretty easy,
way
right?
Way too easy.
Way too easy.
So I put a tweet out there the other day, and you guys submitted tons of questions about EXO. You guys want to know everything about the boys and their comeback, and I have all the divine knowledge up
of course.
Here.
Oh, man. It's Johnny. The divine knowledge.
So, you know that
so much knowledge.
Light
so much
that knowledge. We talked about, how there was this light. Well, that's Johnny's angelic
that's
light.
That's Johnny's.
Yeah, if you've been watching the AO show, that's the light we were talking about.
So. But for reals, guys, really keep the questions coming so then we can answer them next week.
For reals.
Lots of love.
For reals.
For real.
Lee's not here today. Lee's a part of AO.
Lee will be here next week, though.
Yeah, he might. Yeah, I think we're trying to get him on the show. So
okay,
hopefully we'll
have him.
Do you want to ask me the first question?
Our first question is by Le Sleepy Muse.
Hello. Hey, I'm not a Muse fan.
Yes, yes. Who is your ultimate bias?
Okay. This is a hard one. Look, I like everybody in EXO. I think everyone's really talented, but I'm going to have...
Answer.
I'm going to have to say that EXO's Kai will be my ultimate bias.
Big surprise.
Big surprise. Simply because I haven't seen anybody in K-pop dance or perform like him, and it's something that I aspire to be able to get on that level. And so it's a good role.
Fair enough. It's fair enough.
Good role model for me. And so I would say EXO's Kai, but closely followed by some of the vocalists. I'm not going to start making a list because otherwise there's going to be huge fan wars in the comments.
And,
we don't
rank
that,
them
yeah.
in.
But I like everyone in EXO, so.
Number order, yeah. Okay, our next question is by Haley Nicole G.
Hello,
G.
Haley.
G.
Baby.
Whose voice on the album stands out the most to you?
The voice?
Let me think.
All those voices, man.
Yeah.
You can only pick one.
Oh, this voice. This voice. This angelic voice is pretty good.
I can't concentrate when both of your voices
are... Sorry. Okay, hold on.
Sorry,
one more time. Well, I do.
Okay, I'm going to have to say for this one, I really enjoyed Dio's voice simply because there was a lot of R&B influence in this album.
Love R&B.
His voice is it's got this really low timbre sound, and it's very smooth, very he's
a
really
very well trained singer.
He is.
Yeah,
he's very
for sure,
professional.
For sure.
He's got really good ad libs as well, when he adds those well.
You mean he's got very nice
again?
Lips?
well.
Johnny sings.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to say Dio was personally most impressive for me. I think this album really suited his vocal style. So claps for Dio.
Awesome. Woo, go Dio. And
what about you? You listened to the album, Will. Who did you like?
Really? I haven't gotten to the point with EXO to know all their voices very well. I did notice Dio's, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's very prominent. He's very distinguished. Yeah. Yeah.
Beckham's not too bad either, actually, to be honest.
Yeah. Beckham's really, really good. Well, what about me, guys? What do you think?
We don't care. No.
Okay. So the next question is...
next question.
Oh, that hurt, man. That's cold. Cool.
That's what you get.
Will, do you want to ask me
the next question?
I don't even get to ask the next question.
Well...
next question is...
You
get the next
if
one.
If I have to, from Eddie.
I_B_Emily.
Oh, hello.
Emily. I guess she'd be Emily.
I'd be Emily.
I reckon. Her question is, do you think about the way SM have decided to sell each CD? You got to wait. One version per member in each language, 20 versions in total. Did you hear what I said? Did you?
Sorry.
What do you think about the way SM has sold their CDs, basically? One version
and
per member
of them.
In each language.
Okay.
So basically the 20 album thing.
Well, I bought them. So
so it's great.
So our producer's just having too much fun with that. I bought them because I like to buy EXO's albums.
You like to buy stuff, eh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've got no money. So
retail therapy.
That really...
it makes it, yeah. Look, I think it's a good collectible items to have for people that have the money. I mean, like, nobody's forced to buy it. So I think if you have your favorite idol, you can just buy his album, or if you like them all, you can buy them all. It's just something nice that you can have as a collectible, and I mean, you get like lots of like photo cards and things like that, and like lots of bonus stuff. So
apparently they all add up to 1 kg.
Yeah, 1 kilogram.
No, I can't do that. That'll be like 100 grams an album.
My shelf is going to fall down.
But I'm not sure if it's like 1 kg exactly or like 1.04145.
Or 1 kg each.
Just call it pi.
Just like some bench pressing.
Pi kg. Actually, you know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about the planes and the boats.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. It's just going to be full of X albums and the plane's going
to
be like...
That's a good ending, yeah. Just make sure you add more fuel, guys.
Yep.
Fourth question will go to Will.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The fourth question goes... I can't even say that. It's Missa BBYG _ 10 on Instagram.
Well, she must like XO because 10.
True. But it's true. YG, though.
That's awkward.
But that's part of BBY, which is baby.
What? I'm guessing it's Miss A BBYG. But it's Miss
A Baby G.
I think you don't know what you're talking about.
But it's Miss A.
No, it's Miss A BBYG.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he was right.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, the question was, what's your favorite song on the Exodus?
Don't
so
leave
far?
Him hanging. He's waiting.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was reading.
Sorry, what was the question? I wasn't paying attention. I was more focused on like him getting his high five.
All right. What's your favorite song on the Exodus so far?
Okay.
Tough question.
That is a tough question.
It's tough.
I think this is definitely by far EXO's best album. You know, SM had a songwriting camp and they had all these you know, songwriters come in, like the Underdogs, Kenzie, all these really good producers, and they really focused on making a really great album for EXO. Look, I really can't do this. Like, this is too hard. Look, I'm gonna say
if I have to pick one, what's
I
anyone? Most, you know, the one that you thought of first.
Okay, can I have like two different moods? Like, if I'm feeling hype. Okay, I guess not. If I'm feeling
times up. Next question is.
If I'm feeling hyped, I think Transformer is a banger. Like, it's a good song.
Yeah.
It's got a good beat. Like, Sehun's rapping was on point. You know, Sehun really doesn't rap that much. But in this one, he killed it. I really like Transformer. But, you know, if I'm feeling a bit more chill, a bit sexy, I really like Playboy, which was by Shinee's Jonghyun.
That's right. He did compose that song.
I didn't know that.
Awesome.
That's a really good... It sort of sounds like Excuse Me, Miss...
Yes.
Did he write
which
that one too?
Which Will actually curried. You curried to that song.
I may have.
Are you going to see some curry for Playboy, Will? Maybe.
Maybe.
All right, we'll wait for that.
That's yes, guys.
But I would say,
Nah, but honestly, I really dig that song as well. Like, Playboy.
Definitely.
It's mad. So, yeah, those two songs.
Okay, question 5 is by A.Mendez18.
Hello.
18.
Hello.
She is asking, what are your expectations of this full album? And can they get higher than when they release Grow?
Okay. That was all waves coming in. All right. Look, I think Growl was the song that made EXO. EXO was popular in Korea before Growl, but I think Growl...
Oh, quick trivia.
Yeah.
Who choreed Growl?
Nick Bass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I know. We're up live as well. I was like, I'm just telling you.
We actually got a mini game with quizzes coming on, so I'm going to test your knowledge a bit later.
We'll see what happens.
But yeah, I think Growl sort of made EXO like universally popular in Korea. If they can do it, they've got the potential, because this album is awesome. Call Me Baby, definitely one of EXO's best songs. So, and you know, the charts are also like showing that, you know,
the
EXO,
of course, man. Yeah,
I think it was like half an hour into, like, I was sort of watching, I was on Melon and like Naver and like all the Korean chart things. I just saw EXO's song just boom, like explode.
Explode, hey? Explode.
Explode. Literally.
Explode, I think EXO's got massive potential to, you know, reach a bigger international audience. I think the song is very universally great.
Okay.
That is right.
So I think I've got high hopes for EXO. I reckon. Yep.
It's going to be a great album. Well,
it is. It is a great album. It's going to be a great comeback, because we're recording this on the 30th of March. I think this will probably come out tomorrow. I think we're waiting for the MV to drop. Well, I'm really excited for
that. I'm actually really excited to see
reaction video.
Well.
I mean, we're waiting for the choreography.
For sure.
Not giving anything away.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Of course. Okay. So that's all the questions.
Yeah,
we
that's
have.
All the questions for today.
Hey, you survived.
Keep your questions coming in. Hashtag the AO show on Twitter, and hopefully I can answer your questions next week. I'm looking forward to answering them. Coming up after the song, we have to crown our new EXO Oppa of the week.
Oppa.
Word.
So be sure to stick around for that. And next up, we got a beautiful song. It's Beautiful by EXO.
Oh my god, that's so
I'm gonna
so
keep these
bad.
Puns going. Enjoy the song, guys.
Oh man.
Like us on Facebook, fb.com/AODanceCrew.
Welcome back to the AO show with John, Will, and Eddie. That's a bit of a mouthful. Sorry.
We need more people on the show, even.
Yeah. So now it is time for Oppa of the Week, a special EXO edition. We're going to pick from one of the EXO members. Mm-hmm. Who do you want to be Oppa of the Week?
Honestly, I don't even know what Oppa of the Week is.
Okay, well, because he's new to the show.
So please tell me what it is.
Okay,
so Oppa of the Week is a time where we dedicate, time to talk about Oppas, your Oppas, and, sort of tell you what they did and why they deserve to be Oppa of the Week. Past Oppas of the Week have been BAP's Daehyun, EXO's Kai.
True.
GOT7's Jackson.
Did you vote for Kai?
Jackson.
I voted for Kai last
week. I voted Jackson,
So, there was a bit of a fight there. You know, there was blood everywhere.
So is it just, boys or as a girl as well?
No, that's just oppas.
Just oppas?
Yeah. Just oppas.
We'll have a new segment called
Nunas of the Week.
Nunas of the Week. Dongsaeng of the Week. We'll work that out.
The Oni of the Week, you know.
Yeah, everything.
Oni.
We're gonna like broaden this massive.
Yeah, it's gonna expand.
Yeah. So are you guys ready to sing the theme song?
Yeah, okay.
We have theme songs for everything on this show.
Yeah. Really?
All right, ready?
All right.
5, 6,
how's
seven,
it go?
8. Oppa of the week. Yeah, you go. Yeah, you got it. Nice.
Yay.
Okay, so this week's Oppa of the Week was suggested by Nicole on Twitter.
Thank you, Nicole.
And she recommends Lay from EXO to be Oppa of the Week. For a good reason. I really agreed with this.
Do tell.
Lay composed a song called Promise. It wasn't on the Exodus album, but it was performed at the concert in Seoul. And he lost it. The USB got damaged, or I think he misplaced his USB, so he actually lost the song. The reason why he is Oppa of the Week is because with the fan support and, you know, cheering him on, he actually rewrote the song and he finished it to completion. And, you know, he worked with Chan and he worked with Chanyeol, and it was a really amazing song. So, you know, you get Oppa of the Week,
Lay.
Good job. So, good job. Congratulations. Oppa of the Week. Yeah.
Okay, guys, please leave a tweet using the hashtag #TheAOShow to nominate next week's Oppa. Up next, we got Playboy by EXO.
Ooh, Playboy. Hey.
The AO Show, powered by Asian Pop Radio.
Let's play. 우리는 전화도 받지 마 조용히 두자 이들 말고 아무도 알려줄 필요도 없잖아 그대로 두자 왜 걱정 아닌 넌 괜찮아 괜찮아 네 마음 전부 알고 있어 괜찮아 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 보여줘 네 비밀을 다 까맣게 덮여진 내 맘은 your place 하얗게 타버린 네 맘은 my place 질릴 수 없는 게 당연하니 place place play play 까맣게 잊혀진 내 말은 my face 하얗게 사라진 네 말은 your trace 부를 수 없는 게 당연하니 play 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 play다 싶을 땐 이미 손 쓸 수 없을 정도로 내게 빠졌다고 그래. 전부 다 알면서 시작해놓고 이제 와선 전부 내 탓이라고 나 못된 네 상상보다 못된 착함과는 거리가 먼 사람이라도 행복해 제발 도망치지 말아줘 날 떠나려고 하지마 괜찮아 괜찮아 네 마음 전부 알고 있어 괜찮아 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 보여줘 네 비밀을 다 까맣게 덮여진 내 맘은 your place 하얗게 타버린 네 맘은 my place 질릴 수 없는 게 당연하니 play 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 까맣게 잊혀진 내 말은 my face 하얗게 사라진 네 말은 your trace 부를 수 없는 게 당연하니 play play play
호칭 정리됐어 입맞춤 한번 됐어 나 같은 놈 만나가 너 행운일지 악연일지 갈래지도 갈래길 yes 복장을 삼킨 whiskey 널 뜨겁게 더 들뜨게 나 만들게
내가 못했지 하지 말란 걸 더 즐겨 난 말할 듯 아직 시작도 안 한 main game 더 밀고 날 당겨봐 이 자신 넘쳐 난 이렇게 매일 신선한 외로움을 달래 난 멈출 수 없다고 너도 마찬가지잖아 그냥 날 놓치기 싫잖아
Show, your weekly K-pop fix.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Playboy by EXO. A lot of sexy movement in that dance. I am so happy because today we're actually back once again with Tebak Story Time. And we will continue the tradition to blow everybody's minds with amazing stories.
Amazing stories.
And I've received a punishment last week. I almost went to
What's the punishment?
It's like one of those really high, like, whoops.
Like literally,
actually really hurt.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it to hurt that bad. It was
I was so close to dialing triple zero. But then, I can't remember what the story time is about. So do you want to explain it to it?
Did you get amnesia from the head trauma?
Yeah, I can't even speak properly. Can you see the damage you've done?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So what's Tebak Story Time, guys?
Okay, so I made up this game called Tebak Story Time. It is a game that you can play with your friends. Still nobody's playing it, but we play it.
It will happen one day.
We don't play it.
No, we don't. We really don't play it. Okay, so the rules are you have to try and impress your friends with a story. It could be a story that happened to you, a story that happened to Will, a story that happened to... It's pretty much just a story. And
just a story?
Pretty much the aim of the game is that you try to you have to impress us. You have to make us say Tebak.
So does it have to be funny or like more interesting?
It could be funny or interesting or like scary.
It's deep.
Make us go, whoa, Tebak.
Yeah, it's just going to be up there.
Yeah. Okay, if not, if you fail to get a Tebak from one of us, then, you know, flick to the head. So we're going to do something a bit special today. We're actually going to get Will to... Because he's the guest on today's show. We're going to get him to tell us a story.
What, just me?
Yeah, just you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, true.
We need to recover.
Yeah. Okay. The reason why I have this long hair is to block that.
Yeah, I'm wearing a hat today because it's just scars and bruises.
It's just,
Anyway, so Will, do you want to tell us a story and we will judge on whether or not it's...
Oh, the judgment.
...is good or not.
Yeah, we'll be very judgmental.
All right. I'm going to step back with this. Hold on.
Okay.
So, a story, right? Let me think.
Yep.
Okay, before I tell the story though, I kind of want to just put it out there that it's a bit discreet, so I want to name the people, like, I want to keep that nameless.
Confidential, you know what I mean?
So, I can't remember how long this was, actually. That's a while ago. I was actually up in Brisbane for a gig, right? So, I was teaching at a workshop with this other guy who shall remain nameless.
Oh my god, I see where this is going.
Yeah, so then, do you know that guy? I don't know if you know him, so, anyway.
Keep going, I'm listening.
I know what story he's going to say, honestly.
So traditionally what happens after our workshop is that we have dinner with the rest of the students, right?
Yeah.
You know, in the house,
right? Yeah, it's fun, it's really fun.
Yeah, it's fun, right?
Yeah.
So we got to this place and we ordered like all sorts, it was a Korean restaurant, by the way, just, you know, by coincidence.
Can we not finish this?
But this person is anonymous, we don't know who it is.
I'll give you initials, but maybe.
So
anyway. Could be. Anyway, okay. So we went to this Korean restaurant and we ordered all sorts of Korean food, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, by surprise, we ordered tteokbokki.
It's
very delicious, right?
Mm,
so with the students, there were, you know, a couple of students there that, you know, my associate really, you know, was fond of, put it that way. So then they were chilling, you know, they were doing their thing. Yeah, being cool, you know, talking. And then, so this guy, he tries to go grab a dog. So then, with this chopstick, try to grab this dog with the chopstick and bring over to her.
Yeah.
Easy task, right? It's, you know, a gesture, it's a gentleman gesture.
There's no judgment whatsoever, right? Okay, yeah, cool.
So then, as he brings it along, like, just across the table, he drops it right before it lands on the plate. I'm not sure how he recovered from that, but it was a great story to see. Just, this is from me, anyway.
That is not Tebak.
So from
can
that,
can I say Tebak?
Wait.
You know what I can't figure out is Johnny, why are you so
why are you so frustrated? It's anonymous, man. It's anonymous.
Coming up on the show.
So next time when you're with AO and you hear the term "drop the duck," you don't know what that means.
My god, that is so embarrassing.
Welcome into the life of AO.
All right. So next up we have a song. We're going to move right along. This is El Dorado by EXO, one of the songs that was teased when EXO actually debuted, and finally we get the full version of it. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy this song, so have a listen, guys. El Dorado, we'll be back right after this.
The AO Show with Johnny and Eddie.
똑같은 꿈을 꿔서 끝없는 사막 끝에 눈부신 도시는 항상 닿기도 전에 사라져버려 내가 가야 할 그곳을 향해서 멀고도 험난한 여정을 하겠어 아무것도 확신할 수도 기약조차 할 수 없어도 Find the Eldorado 어디서 불어왔을까 금빛 노래
두 눈을 감아보니 조금 더 선명해진 그곳이 아른거려
Show with Johnny and Eddie.
Welcome back, guys, to the AO Show. That was El Dorado by EXO. It is time for our comeback chat.
Oh, yeah.
Popular demand. It is back once again. We will be reviewing EXO's comeback completely.
Yes.
From the title track, songs on the album, the concept. We were sort of hoping that the music video would be out by now, but it sort of wasn't, so we're going to have to skip past that because we were going to sort of review the music video as well.
Yep.
But we will on a later episode, actually. But yeah, we're going to talk about the concept as well. And after we discuss it all, we're going to give it an overall score out of 10 from each of us. So it'll be out of a total of 30. So on today's show, we've been playing songs from Exodus. How have you been finding them, Will? You've been enjoying it?
Yeah, I find them really versatile. Like, I'm surprised to see so many different kind of music in that one album.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So yeah. It'll be easy for you guys to sort of play along with us and agree because you guys have heard the songs as well on the show. So, Eddie.
Yes.
Yeah, your favorite song on the album. Let's start with the album.
Yeah.
What was your favorite song from the album so far?
I think I like Transformer.
Yeah,
nice.
A lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Purely because it's an R&B track, and I really connect with R&B. I started dancing with R&B, and so that really, you know.
It's like an R&B like hip hop fusion. It's one of those weird songs that's got like a really like heavy beat, but it's still got like the R&B like qualities in there. Would you say?
Yeah, for sure.
It's just amazing, an amazing like fusion of these different styles. So I think EXO's done really well on that.
The rapping was pretty on point.
Yeah, the rapping is very like American influenced.
Yeah. What about you, Will? Which was your favorite song from
with
Exodus?
Me? I would have to say the one that stand out the most was really Playboy.
Playboy, yeah.
Yeah, I think that one definitely for me, like, it just, you know, you skip past the album, but you come back and replay the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one would definitely be mine.
So it was the one that sort of like really called out to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, is there any sort of reason why that, why it sort of called out to you, or like anything?
I think it's just the smoothness of the song, because like I'm one of those people.
He's a sexy guy. He likes
Yeah, exactly. Apparently in this song there was a lot of body rolls, hey?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that before. Yeah. No, for real though, like I normally just feel like I'm not one of those people that like the main song of the each album.
Oh, so the
opener, the title track or anything like that. So the undercover one is the one I normally engage with.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Okay. So we already sort of touched on it a little bit before.
Yeah.
Now, the 20 versions of the album. So let's talk a little bit about the packaging.
Yeah.
What are your... I mean, we sort of heard my opinion, but what do you guys sort of think about SM sort of doing this? Do you think it's just a cheap marketing ploy, or do you think it's good, or what are sort of your opinions on it?
Well, it is quite a daring act because, you know, to completely support EXO means that you have to buy that many, you know?
Yeah,
for sure.
But it also gives the audience a chance to individualize their liking, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like, you can have different EXO fans saying, oh, you know, which version did you get? And, oh, you know, I got Chanyeol, and, oh, no, I got Sehun. So it's a really good tool to also help interaction.
Yeah.
And even the album, it's gold, so that goes well with the theme of El Dorado, you know, the city of gold. So it's really well thought out. I actually really like SM's concept.
Just to piggyback off that as well, I think with EXO, what EXO does really well is that individually individually, like as individuals, they all have very like a very deep fan base.
I guess.
It's not just one person like other groups, but like, you know, the main rapper, the main singer.
There's not like one superstar.
Yeah, everyone. So I think it's a very smart marketing strategy for SM to do that.
That gives everyone a more individualistic, like, you know, they get to stand out by themselves because they have all their own character, and this really brings it out.
Definitely approve.
So, now that we've sort of talked about that, I sort of want to go into a little bit about how the album is going to fare on the charts.
Well, we already know.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be
huge. I think we can just, let's just skip past straight away.
That's almost a given.
That's a given.
Excellent.
Now, opinion on the title song. Now, Call Me Baby was released prematurely to the album.
Wait, is this true that they used to be called Call Me Daddy?
Yeah, we have been discussing this a lot. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm just checking.
Good thing you brought that up. It was supposed to... I mean, on the website, MSA Agency, which is like an LA, they sort of ship out like all the choreographers overseas, and they're sort of like a talent agency.
Right.
They posted that Nappy Tabs, which was the choreographer for this, actually did a song called Call Me Daddy, and that was listed on their website. So the rumor started flying around.
That makes sense.
It was sort of like the first... so like the first announcement that it was going to be
one more question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did Nappy Tabs recently choreo for? Not recently, but in the past year, K-pop group.
TVXQ Spellbound.
Hey.
And they also done stuff with Madonna.
This guy's on fire, man.
I've got my knowledge down. I like to keep up with the choreographers, and you know, me and Will sometimes talk about it when we're at Starbucks and. Yeah, that's just a little inside story. Anyway, so the song Call Me Baby, you guys have had a list. We haven't actually played the song on the show yet. We're just about to do that after this segment. What do you guys think about Call Me Baby? How do you think it's going to, like, how do you think Korea is going to sort of receive it?
Honestly, like, I don't know, to be honest. Because it's so different from the past title songs they had.
Exactly.
So, like, you know, compared to Overdose, Grout, it's so much slower and...
it's got a very Western influence to it.
That's true. That's
as well.
True.
Yeah. When I heard it first, you know, I was expecting something kind of, well, not exactly the same as Overdose or Grout or anything like that.
Mm. Yeah.
But it really blew my mind. It was so different. And
true.
It's just done it so well.
Yeah. It is like one of my favorites. I think it actually is my favorite song, a title song from EXO, closely followed by Overdose. I know we're sick of hearing Overdose because we danced to it a lot.
So many times.
You have no idea.
So many performances we've done with that. But yeah, I think this one is my favorite so far. So I'm really excited to sort of see how this one fares. We sort of had it listed down that we were going to talk about the music video, but that's not out yet. So we can't sort of talk about the dance either. We're just going to give it, let's give the album a score out of 10.
I think that's fair.
Will, do you want to kick us off? Sort of what would you rate this album out of 10?
Honestly, I haven't heard it enough yet because I like listening to an album maybe 3-4 times before I give a judgment.
Yeah.
But I've heard it once. And right now, I think it's like an 8.5 for me.
8.5, that's a good score.
Yeah, for sure.
Good score. Nice. Eddie. What score would you give out of 10?
I'm very strict with this, and I don't give high scores. But actually, he really doesn't. Look, I actually really like this album. The songs really connect with me, and I am actually going to give it a 9 out of 10.
Nice.
Wow.
Well done, EXO.
Okay, for my score, this is gonna be
10.
Straight up 10.
why am I not surprised?
Look, I think we're spoiling EXO's all kill status. I changed my score. No, I can't change my score.
Look, I really
honestly, before I said my score, I thought I was going to give it like a really high score.
And then you got
see, we're not the tight markers here.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Let's check out their title song now. Eddie, do you want to introduce the song for us?
So, our title song of this new album, Call Me Baby by EXO.
Enjoy.
You're listening to the AO Show. Plus Will.
Call me baby. 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 Call me baby.
Hey girl. 영원 같던 찰나
운명 같은 순간
나를 한순간 뚫고 가
너
내 이름 불러주면 나에게로 다가와
몰라 순간처럼 맞춰 너를 마주하는 순간 oh my 편하게 여기 앉아 이제 내 얘기를 들어봐
oh, I don't care
너가 멀리 멀리 돌아간대도 이렇게 너의 곁에 단한 남자가 돼줄 테니
내 말은
내 입술에 넣어
스며 들어와 나를 깨워 Time's wasting girl
So don't wait
Don't wait too long
빛나는 것들을 만나 그 안에 진짜를 봐봐
말도 넘었어 그 믿음을 보여준 너
모두 변해 널 떠나간대도
넌 나만의
lady
내 손을 잡아주는
그거면 내 것들을 만나 그 안에 진짜를 봐봐
Call me baby, babe Call me baby Call me baby, babe Call me baby
너의 해 거쳐간 맘마 넌 알던 그 문을 닫아
Never the mind about a thing
내 가슴 속 그 거대한 공백에 널 더해
Call me baby,
baby, baby
흔들리는 세상 속에서
baby.
빛이 돼준 오직 한 사람
oh.
바로 너
그저도
빛나는
것들을
만나
그
안에 진짜를 봐봐
are listening to the AO Show. It is time for our last segment.
Yes,
right.
We're almost done. Just before we go today, I thought it would be fun, since Will was in the studio, that we'll play a little game. We did play this game before with JRE KML America. That was a lot of fun.
Oh yeah,
you guys really enjoyed it as well. This is Who Wants to Be a Career Boo?
Career boo.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, work. Yep. Mm. So, you guys, you two, because I think I've got too much knowledge about EXO.
Oh,
so,
sorry.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
I think I would win this game too easily. So, I'll be the Eddie Maguire or who does it in America?
The best man win.
Yeah.
Best man win.
I don't know. But anyway, so, you guys are going to battle it out for the ultimate career boost status for EXO. So, Will versus Eddie, you guys have to answer a series of questions. They're going to start out pretty easy.
Okay. Yep.
They're going to get progressively harder.
Yeah.
The winner takes all. Who's excited?
I am excited.
Are you excited?
I need to win.
I'm sort of nervous, to be honest. I'm really nervous.
So how we're going to do this today is last time when we played with JRE KML, we had buzzwords with Korean idols. I thought this time, since I had this little EXO light stick here that I got in Indonesia, the official one, I thought I would just place it in the middle, and then if you've got the answer, just grab at it, and whoever grabs it first then gets to answer. So
okay.
You guys understand there's going to be no fighting, no teasing of biases. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, of course.
Nothing like that.
Fair play.
Yeah, fair play. Mm.
Just put it somewhere safe, because, okay. You know.
Yeah, I'll just move back. So, we have first question up for 1 point.
Mm.
What is the name of EXO's new album? Okay, Eddie, you didn't even try.
Exodus.
Exodus. Nice, congratulations.
Yay!
1 point.
Thank you very much.
Second question for 1 point.
I feel like it has to be fair, so I'm going to put your cord over this thing so it can cut.
Can we just touch it rather than grabbing it?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Whatever.
No worries.
Yeah. So, second question for 1 point. What is Kai's superpower? That was Will, easily.
Teleportation.
Congratulations!
I knew that!
1 point! Okay, nice. So, number 3 for 1 point. What is the name of the second exoplanet concert recently held in Seoul? Eddie.
The Exolution.
Nice. Okay, 1 point for Eddie. Congratulations. Yeah. So it is 2 points Eddie, 1 point Will. Next question is for 2 points. They're going to start getting a little bit harder now. What logo appeared in the distortion of the TV screen during Schumann's Pathco teaser in Berlin?
Ah!
Will.
I believe it's the wolf logo.
Hey, congratulations. That was a hard one.
Yeah,
I'm very, very surprised that you got that.
I was too focused on his hat.
Yeah, so I think, what's the score now? I'm sort of losing track.
I think it's 2 or...
No, that was worth 2 points, so it would be 3-2.
It was worth 3 points?
Can you grab me that pen?
Okay.
I'll just write it down here. Okay, so it's going to be 3 for Will and 2 for Eddie. So, one more question for 2 points. EXO's individual pathcode teasers were uploaded on SM Town YouTube page.
Yep.
Showcased EXO's superpowers at different cities at times all over the world. The last teaser featuring EXO's DO was set in which American state?
It was Y.
Will's got it.
No.
Will's got it.
I don't know.
I think it was Colorado.
Congratulations! Nice, that knowledge. He's killing it today. I wonder why. So that is going to be 5 points to Will, 2 points to Eddie. It's all not lost, because the last question, you can draw this. The last question is worth 3 points.
Oh.
Actually, there's 2 more questions.
You got it. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So next question is, what was the time of Tower's teaser in Barcelona?
I'm going to guess it and say 10:35.
No. Will on the rebound.
10:10.
Yes, congratulations.
Of course.
10:10 for each EXO member. Wow, Will is pretty much you're out of the running. So
yeah,
I think we should introduce a punishment if he loses.
Oh, you can't say the punishment now.
Cool. Okay, so we got one last question. This is going to be worth 5 points. So actually, you can still pretty much know, but you still, just for your ego. So, in EXO's song, El Dorado, the lyrics are based on finding a mythical city of gold. From which ancient civilization did these myths come from? Eddie.
The Mayan?
No.
Incorrect.
What? Oh.
I know.
Will?
A tribe in South America?
I need more information. Do you have the answer? What was that?
Aztecs?
No, no, no.
Really?
No, no. Really?
That's what I was going to say.
No, the question's still up.
It was in South America.
Rio?
No.
That's a... That, what?
Wait, wait, no. South America. That was this other country. I've watched the show.
Okay.
I've watched the show El Dorado.
Look, I'm going to have to say no. Will, you had the answers all written down. I helped you cheat and you didn't even answer the last question.
Oh!
Missed car. Sorry, I didn't even write.
What's this?
That.
I texted the answers to me.
Congratulations. Congratulations, Will. Okay, so... Guys, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you, Will, for joining us on today.
It's always a pleasure, guys. It's always a pleasure.
Eddie, do you want to tell us... I'm sorry. Eddie, do you want to tell us where you can follow us?
Yes. So, guys, I think I just ripped up the page. So how can I get that?
Get all the information off mine.
New one. So be sure to follow us on Twitter at @AOCrew_official or use the hashtag #TheAOShow. To leave your suggestions for next week's Oppa of the Week, suggest a group for Comeback Chat, Rookie Time, or questions for Ask Johnny. And if you want to listen to this show as a podcast, it's actually available on SoundCloud.
Yep.
At www.soundcloud.com/DAO Show. So please support EXO and buy the new album, Exodus!
Yay!
We really enjoyed our show today.
Yep.
Yeah, we definitely. Hope you guys did as well.
Yep.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, sure. Will, do you want to see us out for the last song? Do you want to introduce it for us?
For the last song, we are going to play Exodus by EXO.
Nice.
Yeah.
This has been Johnny.
This has been Eddie.
And this is Will.
And we are
AO. EXO. I don't know how. Like, you're going to do... wait, this is E?
EXO. Okay, guys. Catch you guys next week. We hope you enjoyed the show. Bye.
Bye.
We put the K in crazy. The AO Show with Eddie and Johnny.
Yeah.
Oh, 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 my queen. Yeah, stand up, where to go? 결국엔 답은 no. 부서진 내 맘에 조각이 반짝 반짝 해 빠져들었고 죽을 따윈 없었고 결국엔 제자리 독일을 잃어가 나는 저 해가 져 그렇게 너는 더욱 눈부셔 어느새 나한 눈이 멀어버려 내 앞에 타오르는 불길조차 보이지 않아 천천히 타들어가 이 모든 건 꿈 널 잔인한 queen 그 아름다운 빛까지 감췄으니 dangerous dangerous she's so dangerous 깨지 않은 꿈 그 안에서 핀 이 외로움을 꺾고서 달아나리 exodus exodus it's my exodus stand back 외쳐도 내 맘에 domino 쓰러져 가는데 넌 고개 까딱 너는 몰라도 되돌릴 수 없었고 깊어진 한숨에 난 이미 빠져가 머릿속 너는 shock 어디를 가도 네가 들려와 어느새 난 귀도 멀어버려 그 뭘 말해도 너밖에는 들리지 않아 틈없이 사로잡혀 이 모든 건 꿈 널 잔인한 queen 그 아름다운 빛까지 감췄으니 dangerous dangerous she's so dangerous 깨지 않는 꿈 그 안에서 핀 이 외로움을 꺾고서 달아나니 exodus exodus it's my exodus 멈춤한 유리의 성벽 보석처럼 빛나자 네 안에 나를 너에게 미친 난 이러다 미친